So me again.
I think it's time I talk about the pink elephant that's been hanging out in the corner of the emails, which is how I feel about you. At this point, any discussion of a romantic relationship is purely academic, since you're married with children and I am sworn off romantic relationships after a number of spectacular failures. And one success. I grew up with a lot of violence. My sister was, I think, mentally ill in a violent way. I'm mentally ill, I don't deny it, but not in a violent way. I'm more mentally ill in a frightened, turned in on myself way. My sister hit people, tried to strangle people, pulled people's hair, threw heavy objects at people, threatened to kill my entire family in our sleep when I was 13. She was, and I don't even know if it really happened because of the virtualization paradox. I don't know what she saw. I know what I saw. And I don't know what to do about what I saw. But it had some interesting effects on me. I learned to turn off my emotions. Not in a good way. I learned to repress things, to not feel them. I went 8 years without crying once. I don't recommend that, by the way. And I constantly was afraid, and I repressed my fear, and sort of was numb. Until I met you, and you lit up every light I have. I did not have any idea what to do about that. And my parents, well, they're another interesting situation. I guess they never really talked to me about sex. They were afraid to, and I could sense their fear. And things got progressively more awkward and more weird around that as I grew older. But they didn't trust me, and they didn't trust my sister, and it was just a very bad situation, I guess. And so, I would have liked to have known you better. I'm sure you know that. Back then, I loved every minute with you. You made me feel saner and more powerful and more alive just by being as sane and powerful and alive as you are. And I made the mistake of putting you on a bit of a pedestal. And then I learned not to. And I found those attributes inside me. It took a long time and a lot of very complicated work, but I found my own power and my own strength. And even some fearlessness, although not as much as I think I need. So, part of what was challenging for me about you, I was in love with your mind from, I don't know, first time we talked, I would say probably the first 10 minutes. But your body was attractive. And because of my sister, and possibly because of middle school, I am terrified of attractive people, just automatically. So there's no way I could ever have approached you to talk to you about this in person, which left me with this interesting problem of what do you do? And I found a lot of bad things to do, but I really think the right solution at this point is just for me to tell you, because that train has sailed, at least for this lifetime, and at least you maybe will understand why I did some of the crazy things I did. I don't know what drove me to be suicidal. I don't understand all the vectors there. But I think a lot of it was the sense that I was in someone else's life, living someone else's dreams, and with no control over the outcome. And then I discovered that I had that control, I just had forgotten how to use it. A very good friend of mine reminded me that I have free will, and I started taking action. And a lot of things changed for me, and have continued to change. I know I haven't always appeared the paragon of sanity from your end, and certainly not from mine. But I've been getting steadily better. More me, less someone else. I'm sorry if anything I ever did frightened you or hurt you, and thank you so much for everything you gave me.